Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The word of God from the Old Testament reading for tonight found in Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." This is God's word. One of the things you have to understand about a Hebrew way of thinking is the importance of repetition. In the Hebrew language and in a Hebraic mindset like they would have had in Jesus' day, they didn't actually speak Aramaic or Hebrew. Jesus would have spoke Aramaic in his day. But Aramaic was based on the Hebrew language. And the way of thinking back then was to repeat something if you wanted to emphasize it. And if you look closely at all of our readings tonight, there's examples of something being repeated a second time to sort of emphasize it. Take, for example, Isaiah in our first reading, our Old Testament reading, when he finds himself in front of the throne of God, he says, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Sort of a repetition there, right? Repeating his condition. And then the seraphim that comes with him with a burning coal and touches his mouth, he repeats himself as well. "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Again, repetition. Guilt taken away. Sin atoned for. They're basically saying the same thing. There's a little bit of nuance between them, but it's a repetition. In our epistle, when Paul says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor?" Again, repetition. Jesus uses the same phrase all the time. It's there in our gospel for tonight. "Not truly I say to you, but truly, truly, I say to you." He repeats himself. That means pay attention. This is important because there's repetition. In fact, the word that we translate in our English Bibles, truly, is really the word amen. Amen, amen, I say to you. In other words, pay attention to what I'm about to say. So to emphasize something, you repeat it if you're thinking like a Hebrew. But if something is said three times, pay extra close attention. Because the number three is a divine number. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three persons, yet one God. And of course, the threefold one is found in our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 6. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." There is one Lord of hosts. Doesn't refer to lords of hosts. And yet, the holy is threefold. Holy, holy, holy. St. Ambrose, a father of the early church, wrote, "Cherubim with seraphim and unwearied voices praise him and say, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts.' They say it not once, lest you should believe that there is but one. Not twice, lest you should exclude the Spirit. They say not 'holies' in the plural, lest you should imagine that there is plurality. But they repeat three times and say the same word, that even in a hymn you may understand the distinction of persons in the Trinity and the oneness of the Godhead. And while they say this, they proclaim God." He points out that we say holy, we don't say holies, as though somehow there's more than one God, for there's only one. And yet our one God is three persons, and so it bears saying three times, holy, holy, holy. Not once, lest you think God is only the Father. Not twice, lest you think that it's Father and Son, Jesus. But three times because of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yet, these three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, are one God. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of armies and might and power and majesty. The one who rules over all things. He is holy, holy, holy. St. Ambrose suggested it could be sung in a song. And indeed, we sang it this past Sunday when we sang, Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, from our hymnal. We sing it every time we sing the Sanctus. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. We sing every single Sunday, and every Wednesday night for that matter, this song of Isaiah, the song of the seraphim, the angels gathered in praise around the throne of God. Their song is our song, which is an amazing thing, because look how Isaiah responds to being in front of the Lord's throne. He says it almost matter-of-factly. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. It's like, what? What did you say? Yes, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. He sees seraphim with two wings to fly, two wings to cover their faces, two wings to cover their feet, singing this heavenly song of praise. And Isaiah says, I am ruined. Woe to me. I am lost. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You don't have to be pulled up into heaven like Isaiah to see the Lord on his throne. Because notice what those seraphim sang as they sang, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. They sang that the whole earth is full of his glory. Now, his glory isn't just contained to heaven. His glory pours out here upon us on earth as well. Woe to you and me. We are ruined if we should stand before the presence of a glorious God. Well, we would be ruined if our guilt weren't taken away, if our sin weren't atoned for. God's glory does fill the earth. We see the glory of creation with every rising sun, with every time it sets, with every new day, stars shining in magnificence in the sky, mighty storms and tornadoes and natural disasters, the earth that gives fruit and food and nourishment to its people, the earth that produces water by which we live, it's all God's glory. We, of course, see glory in God's word. St. John tells us that word is Jesus. Wherever you have the word, you have Jesus as well. You have glory in God's promises and the forgiveness of sins. As Isaiah had a hot coal touch his lips to take away his sin, your guilt is taken away as well. For God glories to forgive you through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. And there is glory in God coming down to earth from heaven in the water of baptism, in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. You see, God's throne isn't just some mystery far off in the heavens that we can't find. God makes his throne here with us. In fact, we heard it. The whole earth is full of his glory. In heaven, sure, there is his glory in heaven. But heaven pours out to earth because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit see fit to save you to bring you in to the presence of the heavenly throne. Your sin is taken away. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin atoned for. He touches your lips not with a hot coal, but with the very body and blood of his Son. And we join our voices in a heavenly song. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Even this place is filled with the glory of God among us this evening. As the triune God descends from heaven to come to us with the care of the Father, the death and resurrection of the Son, and the strengthening faith given by the Spirit, our God dwells with us, pours out his glory on you. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To our triune God be the glory now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.